For the Song dynasty, who finally triumphed in the year 960, landscape art represented both a glimpse of a better world and a means to unite this shattered country.
I'm looking at a document that attests to a profound alteration in human sensibility, because it was in Song China that for the first time landscape painting with ink and brush became the true and absolute sign of what civilization was, both for those who practiced it and for those who owned these precious scrolls.
This painting is more than 1,000 years old, and it's thought to be by one of the first truly great landscape artists, Li Chang. Dominating the scroll are mountains, symbols of the Song dynasty. The biggest, most imposing peak is the emperor. The lesser peaks are his ministers. Li Chang's message is that this is the protecting force beneath which China can recover its harmony and rebuild its civilization.
He's an absolutely brilliant painter of human activity, from man on a donkey to people having their meal to perhaps dumplings being cooked in the back kitchen there. And this bottom half of the scroll is crowded, not just with people, there's all sorts of things going on. This is our world, this is the place we inhabit.
This is more than mere propaganda. Li Chang asks profound questions, which go to the heart of our relationship with the world around us.
As our eye ascends through the painting, so our whole approach to it also ascends to a higher order of questions.